Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Gar Lenander without Leanne today, but I have a guest. And the guest, we're going to talk about something that many people don't like to talk about, but unfortunately, it's a fact of life that we need to do it. Jeannie McGill is with me today. Welcome, Jeannie.
Thank you.
And what we're going to talk about is pre-needs planning. Let's define this first, Jeannie. What do we mean by pre-needs planning?
Well, we're talking about funerals. I know, I said it, funerals. And having a plan ahead of time, having conversations, knowing what to ask, knowing what it is that you want, creating files, so that if death should occur, which, by the way, we don't have any guarantees. You and I made it to today, but we don't have any guarantees for next week, tomorrow. So if we have a plan, something happens unexpectedly, our family can pick up a file and say, oh, here's who we call, here's what we want. And it has got to be one of the nicest things and kindest things that you and I can do for our families.
It is the ultimate, because I know when my mother died, everything she had done laid out. She even had her dress. She got around and told Leanne, now the boys won't be any good. I had two older brothers at the time. But you're going to have to take over, and here's what we want, and here's the songs at the church, and here's the dress, and this is what we want to do. And, by the way, there's a pre-need funeral, trust. I want to say a trust. It wasn't a trust. And it was done.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I have learned about death is the fact that we think that we're going to be prepared for it, but the truth is, when someone we love dies, we're never going to know until that moment how we find ourselves responding. And a lot of times people who have been very on top of everything all their life and, you know, scheduled and organized and all that just seem to fall apart at the time. And so it's such a gift because the family doesn't have to agonize or second guess. Or I know most families are perfect, but there are those out there that really have a hard time because there's arguments or things that come up, and you and I can alleviate all that.
All right. Now, listen, before you go on, give your phone number. We'll give it a couple more times for anybody who wants to talk to you.
Yep. It's 612-978-4948.
4948 Okay.
Correct.
Now let's go back to the family situation. Do you have a couple of incidents where families have gotten into problems over funeral planning, Jeannie? And this is something
this is my 20th year of helping people, having conversations and putting things together, and we are not prepared emotionally to handle all of the choices and decisions that happen when somebody we love dies. If we've had no conversations, done no planning, someone we love dies, we've got 65 to 100 decisions that have to be made in 3 hours. And, you know, you're sick to your stomach, your head hurts, you're kind of in shock. And all of these decisions are costly decisions, but we don't have any idea about that either. And then when the funeral director hands us a bill, we fall off the chair because we think, wow, I didn't know that. And so I'm all about the education. I tell people it doesn't matter to me what you want or don't want or which funeral home you choose. I just want you to get enough education that you can make a good decision for you and what's going to work for your family. And you can have families that don't speak to each other for years, because nothing was planned and somebody had to make the decisions. And nowadays, a payment is due on the day that you go in. So you either have to have a prepaid burial, a charge card, or you have to have cash. And if you're going to have a service at a church, you're going to have a minimum of $500 to $1,000 to pay right away for the pastor, the musicians, vocalist, luncheon, all of those types of things. So people become very overwhelmed and try to figure out, what do I do now?
Do you have something you put into, like, a booklet or a pamphlet that you fill out, Jeannie?
Yes, I have a sheet that's called "A Funeral Is Not a Day in a Lifetime, but a Lifetime in a Day." And it is all of the choices and decisions that have to be made when somebody dies. And the great thing about it is you can look at that sheet and go, wow, I don't know this about my parents. I've never asked this, or, oh, I didn't know I was supposed to know that. And you can use it as a great conversation starter. And I had a woman who took one of my seminars, and she'd wanted to talk to her parents for years, but didn't know how to bring it up, because adult kids don't want their parents to just think, well, what am I going to inherit?
That's right.
But yet they wouldn't have a clue as to what to do if they died. So she took my class, went down south to her parents, called me specifically to say, I talked to my parents, and because I was educated and knew what questions to ask, I got all the information that I wanted for years. And she said, I'm going to be cremated. How about you? And her dad said, not on your life. I'm going to be buried at the top of the hill in the family cemetery with my overalls on. And by the way, I don't like that awful casserole that the church ladies make. I want really good food.
Good food.
Yeah. And so she said, in a matter of minutes, because she was educated and knew what to ask, then, you know, she could get the information. And it wasn't, you know, I think sometimes we don't know how to bring things up. Well, here's an opportunity for what you need to know so that you can. And sometimes I tell people, just like I used to tell my kids when they were young, blame your mom. Whenever it comes up, just blame me. And just tell them, I met this lady at a seminar, and I have a couple questions. Would you mind if I ask?
Jeannie?
You know, so, but anything that you can write down, and nowadays it's not enough just to talk about things. Everybody thinks we're up to 58% cremation now, and people say, well, how... you know, how hard can cremation be? Just cremate me, put me in a can, and throw me out back. You know, there's a little bit more to it than that. There's authorizations that have to be filed, legal authorizations for cremations, and all of those types of things. So it's not just a it is a simple process, the pre-planning and prepayment is, but you have to be educated to know what that process is.
Okay.
And how to go about setting it up.
I have a couple questions for you. You brought up a couple of things. First of all, give your phone number one more time.
Yep, 612-978-4948.
You mentioned seminars. You do a lot of seminars for groups?
Oh, I do. I love a good conversation. And the seminars are done in such a way, it's all geared toward what you need to know as a consumer. And they're upbeat, they're educational, but people say to me all the time, if I would have known all of this information, it's not as scary to me anymore. You know, wow, I didn't know this. I didn't know you could have a body present in a casket and then be cremated afterwards. You know, I didn't know that I could be a little bit more creative and do this, this, and this. And when I sit down with families, I never talk about prices or anything until I'm really clear about what's important to them and what it is that they want. Then I can begin the education process.
Second question. You said there are sheets that you fill out or folios. Can people get...
Well, in order to create a file, it is the funeral home that files the death certificate in the state of Minnesota. So pre-planning is basically sitting down, recording the information for the death certificate, and then just writing out what it is that you want. Well, I want cremation with a celebration of life service at the crack of dawn on Lake Minnetonka, or, oh, I want my church to be involved, and this is what I want. And we can be as detailed or, you know, and then you can always add on to it. I encourage people to write their obituaries ahead of time, because what you thought was important in your life, maybe your kids don't know that.
Okay.
And, it's more than just Ole died, boat for sale.
All right, that's good. I like that. But the point was, is there a guideline to start out putting your assets and so forth together?
There are forms that can help you write things down, create files. In the pre-planning process, what I do with families is, once we record everything, because I'm always taking notes while they're talking. In 20 years, I've had thousands of conversations, so I can really pick up on what people's belief system is. And that's what you find with deaf, is there's a lot of belief systems. I mean, people say to me all the time, I can't be buried because I'm claustrophobic, and I can't be cremated because it's too hot. Well, we're going to have to come up with something, or tell me a little bit more about that, you know. And, you know, years ago, people chose funeral homes because generations were buried out of them. Nowadays, it's about location and price. There can be thousands of dollars difference for the exact same service.
Okay, let's got a couple quick more questions. Is it a good thing for younger people to do this in Minnesota?
Everybody should be pre-planned, because everybody's going to die. And the problem that we have with death is we don't know when it's going to occur. So when you're young, you live as if it's never going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe nobody around you has died, or you still have your parents and your grandparents. But the truth is, nowadays we can go to a movie and get shot, or we can be at an airport. We can be going about our daily business. And when our time is up, it is up.
It's over.
And then family is left to try to scramble to put all these pieces together in the shock of losing someone who is young. So, yes, young people should pre-plan. Everybody should pre-plan, because we're all going to die.
Okay. Cup, we're getting down to close. We've got about a minute and a half left, Jeannie. Is there quick thoughts, anything that's real, very specific? Obviously, say you must do this. What else?
Oh, just over the years, I've just, I could never say what a pre-planned, prepaid burial felt like until my mother died. And as a daughter, I was by her side the last month before she died, held her hand while she took her last breath. And then the next day at the funeral home, you know, he says, what day, everything is paid for, what day would you like to have the funeral on? And I'm still looking for the words to describe what that did to my heart. Because she was gone, but just like Mom, she was still taking care of us. And it's just a gift. I don't know how else to describe it. I just talked to a woman today who felt like, oh, I don't need to do that. I've told my kids, you know, what it is that I want. And then she attended one of my seminars, and she said, I don't know anything. I thought I had it all together, but there's a lot more details than what most people know. And
we're down to 30 seconds. Jeannie, give your phone number one more time, please.
Yep, 612-978-4948. People can call with questions, or if you'd like to get a copy of that Day in a Lifetime, I can email that to you if you want to give me your email address. Any way I can encourage you to start the conversations. I meet with people mostly in their homes. We can go to a funeral home if you want to.
We're running out of time, Jeannie. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.